This is James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com.
And this is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, and we'd like to welcome you back to New World next week and invite everyone, as always, to check into NewWorldNextWeek.com, where you can download high-quality episodes of The New World Next Week for burning to DVD and passing along to your friends. So without further ado, let's get straight into the first story. James, what have we got up first?
Well, we do have another thematic show. It's all media all the time, and we're going to start it with a story from AllGov.com. Army uses U.S. media to train psychological operations personnel. In what might be called reverse embedding, the U.S. Army has been placing soldiers who conduct psychological warfare at local television news stations and newspapers in order to pick up media skills for their work. Through internships and fellowships, the Army's Training with Industry program has allowed members of the 4th Psychological Operations Group to work at WRAL, a CBS affiliate in Raleigh, North Carolina, and WTOC, a CBS affiliate in Savannah, Georgia. The experience provides soldiers with knowledge about broadcasting, which can then be used to sway foreign enemies or populations. The Army previously placed PSYOPs troops in CNN's Money's newsroom in 2000, but after word got out about that, CNN pulled the plug on the internships and admitted the move had been a mistake. The Chicago Tribune also hosted Marine Corps officers from 2002 until 2004. In June of this year, the Army announced that it would be replacing the term psychological operations to the less ominous-sounding military information support operations, or MISO, if you like, James.
I don't like, and I'm not going to use the term miso, because miso is a wonderful kind of soup we get here in Japan. It is definitely not PSYOPs, and PSYOPs are, as we all know, the U.S. government trying to manipulate your mind, and this is just absolutely outrageous and disgusting, and anyone who isn't outraged by the idea of PSYOPs troops training in the media outlets and helping to put together the news is absolutely off their rocker, because it's just the most fundamentally disgusting thing that you could think of in a supposedly free country. And the fact that it's happened over and over and over again should give people a clue that, yes, the government is trying to manipulate the information that you get. And no, this isn't about training troops in how to broadcast properly, because if anyone's actually watched the Pentagon News Channel, it's pretty crappy production, so they obviously aren't learning anything. No, the real manipulation goes on behind the scenes, and it's just a complete outrage.
And we do have within the story, and I haven't posted it up on MediaMonarchy.com, the links to those stories about CNN in 2000. We also have the Chicago Tribune link. So, again, you can see that this is not a new idea. It's just kind of amazing that it came out this large and this loudly. This actually even sources back to a Yahoo news blog called The Upshot, and that's where AllGov got it, and that's where we got it from. I believe, James, there was even stories about in Wolf Blitzer's Situation Room around the buildup to the illegal war in Iraq. That's something I don't have a source for. But again, we just see on multiple levels this happens again and again and again.
Yeah, media psyops training in Wolf Blitzer's Situation Room? No, that would never happen. Wolf Blitzer, that upstanding CNN citizen of news journalism? No, I think we'd be naive to think that this doesn't happen a lot more than actually gets reported on. And it's always when it gets reported on and there's a scandal and then they pull the troops out and, oh, sorry about that. And then they do it again a couple of years later until it gets reported on again.
We're sorry we got caught.
Exactly. We're sorry we got caught. That's something we've been hearing a lot this week, isn't it? Anyway. All right. Well, speaking of PSYOPs and media hacks, I heard there's a bit of a shakeup at CNN, James.
There is, yeah, and speaking of CNN. So this story, again, got a lot of coverage, and we'll take it from Politico. CNN's Rick Sanchez out after suggesting Jews run the media. Rick Sanchez lost his job at CNN last Friday, October 1st, just 24 hours after giving a satellite radio interview in which he called Jon Stewart of The Daily Show a bigot and suggested that Jews run CNN and other media companies. Rick Sanchez is no longer with the company. We thank Rick for his years of service, and we wish him well, CNN said in a statement. The CNN host has been the frequent butt of Daily Show jokes, which may have contributed to his ill-considered comments on Pete Dominic's satellite radio show, and we do have the link, and you can listen to those clips. and we'll just quickly just mention. So the host Dominic says, how is he a bigot? And Sanchez says, I think he looks at the world through his mom, who was a school teacher, and his dad, who was a physicist or something like that. Great, I'm so happy that he grew up in a suburban middle-class Jersey home with everything he can imagine. What group is he bigoted towards? Everyone else who's not like him. Look at his show. I mean, what does he surround himself with? Then he suggests CNN is run by Jews. I'm telling you that everybody who runs CNN is a lot like Stewart, and a lot of people who run all the other networks are a lot like Stewart. And to imply that they are somehow people in this country who are Jewish are an oppressed minority, yeah. So, James, this is fascinating because I don't believe we've mentioned here on New World Next Week that we've recently discovered by way of, I think, hard work on 911blogger.com that some of the head, you know, award-winning writers of The Daily Show are, of course, Council on Foreign Relations members. The last thing we'll mention within this Politico article is that CNN fired Octavia Nasser this past summer for a tweet expressing respect for a Lebanese cleric tied to Hezbollah who had died. James?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I just, you know, thank whatever deity you believe in that Rick Sanchez is off the air, because what an absolutely horrible hack of a journalist he was. And he's actually quite legendary for being so ridiculously stupid on air, but people who want to type in the real terrorists into YouTube can find a Sunday update I did where Rick Sanchez is praising terrorist attacks because they helped to let the public know that the war on terror is still on and other just reprehensible things like that. So good riddance to bad rubbish. And secondly, well, what can you say about his comments other than, well, you saw Helen Thomas earlier this year, her, what, five-decade career spanning however many presidents it was covering the White House for the press, and it came to a sudden crashing end because she dared to say that, you know, Israel should get out of Palestine, is the way she phrased it. So to say that there's some there's something to Sanchez's comments, I think, would be a bit of an understatement. And as the flashback that you provided for this story is just so telling. It's about the massive Israeli lobby manipulation of the U.S. media that was exposed by the U.S. Senate and released earlier this year. And people definitely should take a look at that story to get a wider perspective on this.
It is. It's amazing how quickly the hammer comes down when you criticize Israel and their practices. That, again, somehow by criticizing the illegal actions of an apartheid state instantly makes you an anti-Semitic, hate-filled racist. That's the amazing sort of, you know, protection industry that, you know, the Israeli state has kind of built around itself. That there's no way you can say anything. If you touch that sort of political third rail, you are toast.
Right. Even to say that there are Jewish people in the media, I mean, this is not some kind of secret or something. I mean, it's pretty obvious. So, I don't know. It's ridiculous, but what else can you expect from corporate-controlled media that's run by a few people at the very top, as opposed to alternative media, which is a couple of guys who are doing this, you know, in their spare time and can say whatever they want. So, we're not controlled by anyone, and that's why people are tuning into us and tuning out of the mainstream media.
That's right, and I think that segues into our third and final story quite well. As we try and close these New World Next Week episodes with something positive, it can't be all gloom and doom, and as James, your episodes have gone over recently, there are ways that we can, as individuals, defeat the New World Order. So our third story comes straight from Gallup.com. Distrust in U.S. media edges up to record high. Perceptions of liberal bias still far outnumber perceptions of conservative bias. For the fourth straight year, the majority of Americans say they have little or no trust in the mass media to report the news fully, accurately, and fairly. The 57% who now say this is a record high by one percentage point. The actual question from Gallup in general, how much trust and confidence do you have in the mass media, such as newspapers, TV, and radio, when it comes to reporting the news fully, accurately, and fairly? A great deal, a fair amount, not very much, or none at all. 57%. James, this is such a positive thing, and I'll tie in one other related story from now just a few weeks back from TVNewser.com. Evening news ratings are now down as well. The ratings are in for the just-completed 09-10 network evening news season, and when compared to the 08-09 season, NBC's Nightly News, ABC's World News, and the CBS Evening News have lost a combined total of 739,000 viewers. James, this takes us back to a story we covered way back in March of this year on New World Next Week, where internet overtakes print in news consumption among Americans. And while that was our positive story, the note in there was, well, people's local and national news are still the number one source. So now this is a great update to that story, because we now see that even that lone holdout is crumbling quickly.
That's right. In fact, anyone who has been watching The New World Next Week for any length of time will know that we are kind of charting the mainstream media collapse here. And it's absolutely a precipitous fall. And I think we all know exactly why that is. And I think most of the people watching this will know why people trust the independent media more than they trust the corporate-controlled media. And for good reason. I mean, who's really buying the latest terror hype, or who's really going to fall for the swine flu hysteria this year, or the flu jab hysteria this year? I mean, it's just they're losing their control over our minds, and that's the most important battlefield in all of this, because it's a battle for your mind, and we're winning, period.
Absolutely. You mentioned the flu, and of course now here in the States, the vaccine has ratcheted up. I couldn't go in anywhere yesterday with, the drugstore. It's like they want to just stop you on the street and say, hey, you want your shot? It's amazing how much they are pushing that. And you, of course, did mention the latest Terranoia scam that I feel kind of compelled to make a reference to, that as we see this, the travel advisories in Europe being issued, and even, James, your country, Japan, just even weighed in and are warning their citizens. And we see here in the States coming up this weekend, they're doing a huge law enforcement surge on Amtrak trains. And as we see, anytime there are these sort of drills and military exercises, gosh, wouldn't you know it, something actually happens. But let's not go out on the bad note like that. Let's stick to the positive.
Let's stick to it, because no one's falling for it, and no one's. We're going to reject the flu shots again this year, and nope. We're not going to fall for the terror hype, so we are winning. And on that note, I guess people will be able to tune into Media Monarchy as usual this Friday?
Absolutely, sir.
Excellent. All right. Well, James Evan Pilato, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You too.